Good afternoon all,
it's Rob here. It's the 14th of today, Friday the 14th of June, and I'm in the car headed to Alfreton for a client meeting. I thought if I don't actually boo in the car, I'm never ever going to boo, so I apologise for the background noise, but yeah, it turns out that I have no quiet periods of time when I remember to boo, so in the car it is. Life is very busy. My new company has work. I am working reasonably hard, taking advantage of the fact that I've got a client that wants lots of work done fairly quickly. So I'm working hard on his projects, whilst also trying to make sure that I've got work coming up in the future. So I've been concentrating a little bit on lead generation. So this meeting I'm going to today is to discuss doing some training next month, towards the end of next month, I think. I've got a few feelers out for other bits of work. Signed a contract with another client, but we haven't really worked out when that project's going to start. So yeah, things are happening. It's the best I can say, I think. And learning about business and invoicing and cash flow and things like that. All is well. Wanted to pick up quickly on Jane Tuen's comments about presents. I've never ever heard of that. What totally novel experience, novel idea from my point of view. All the way through our kids' childhoods, each child who has come to a birthday party has brought a present, and obviously the kids get lots of presents to open as a result, and that seems to have worked really well. So I don't understand any other way of doing it, really. Very weird. As the kids get older, obviously the number of people they have involved in that party goes down, so they get less presents, as to expected. So we're in that state at the moment where youngest is getting considerably more presents because he had sort of 9 or 10 to his party this year, compared to the eldest who had two people over for a sleepover. One thing I have noticed, however, is that there is now a trend at this age to be given money rather than an actual present, which is slightly unusual. So both family and friends for the eldest have given him money rather than a present. So the actual number of presents he had to open was really, really small, which upset him a little bit. But again, that's a trend that is expected. And obviously, in another year or two, certainly by the time he's sort of 14, 15, he will be actively seeking money as presents, and he can spend it however he likes. So yeah, it's very interesting. Another thing I wanted to say was I've been listening to Ruth's story of her move up north, and I really hope that goes well for you. It sounds very exciting. Glad you found a house that you like and that you have agreed a price on. So I hope that the rest of the move process goes well. I really don't envy you. Moving house is something that I've never really enjoyed, the whole process involving solicitors and conveyancers and surveys and whatnot. Just seems horrible to me. So best of luck with that. I hope it really goes well. And I shall stop at that point.